There's a place all alone you could go to, and you will if you're cool. I can show you, get to know you, cause we go through the same things in the world that you know you feel. Cause everybody loses and everybody bruises too. It's real, no matter what you're doing, everybody feels it too. Yeah, cause I know what it means to break down. No sign of relief, I can't breathe. Cause all of that pressure and pain, no one understands, can't explain. Everything that you're feeling right now, when it hurts, suck it up's what they say. I wish I could tell you it'll be okay, but it's not, and that's okay.
When your life throws a run, tell me all is strong enough.
From the heart of Broadway, here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, you guessed it, it's Frank Stallone.
What? Where?
That's setting the tone for the show, right? Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tuesday. It's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. We're back. We were off last week because I ended up punching a car. That actually happened.
Off a bridge.
Yeah. There's a big backstory to that. I won't get into it too much. There was a baby inside. It was crying. The mother was nowhere to be seen. There was a fire. I don't remember how they all
inside the car.
Inside the car where the baby was. And I punched the car to try to get the baby out. If I had thought about it, I would have punched the window, because instead I punched the metal and all I did was dent the car, and the baby didn't make it. The baby unfortunately passed away.
This is a great story.
I don't like this
for the beginning
episode.
Of the show. Fantastic.
All right, let's rewind. It's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. My name is Shannon Young. I'm Mr. 100. I'll be your host tonight on this journey through all the quips and quabbles of this wonderful Podzilla 1985 podcast that we do. With me tonight, first off, next to me in the peanut gallery is the king of the peanuts, Billy Wolfert. Billy, how you doing tonight?
Fine.
He's doing fine. That's good. One day I'm going to get him on a microphone.
I don't know why King of the Peanuts makes me like, that just, that got me off center, and now I'm just kind of like giggling to myself.
The King of the Peanuts?
Yeah, I don't know why, that got me.
Sarah keeps messaging me. I didn't tell her to stop.
She'll go to bed soon.
She's like, she wants to send me pictures of the Guitar Hero. I can't, I'm doing a show right now. Asa Gray, the Five Star Man, is at the end of the table. Asa, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Had a good night tonight here at the store.
I mean, it was steady.
Yeah. Stay open for another month.
I helped. I kind of assisted as Billy cleaned a lot.
Yeah.
Calvin helped.
Yeah. He just kind of takes charge of the situation. That's why we like him so much. That many, many reasons why we like Billy so much. And that's why he's king of the peanuts. Allie Abe's here.
Hi.
She's to the right of me.
I am.
Allie, how was the painting?
It's fine. I have stuff done for the critique tomorrow, which is good.
And you have 1 week left.
Not of painting. Tomorrow's the last day.
Oh, so tomorrow's the last day of painting, then you're done with it.
Until next semester.
Taking painting 6?
No. They don't go up that high.
Which one are you on?
I'm going to be taking painting 4.
No.
So I'm going to say she's probably on painting 3.
That's a good guess. But you're wrong.
Well,
wait, you're not on painting 3?
No,
what do you
I am on painting 3.
Oh, no, you don't get to do that to me.
Well.
I can't.
We actually go backwards? I'm on painting 5.
I don't like this Benjamin Button of paintings. It makes me feel bad, and I don't like it.
It's hard to keep track of.
We got a split show for you tonight. The first half, we've got a pretty controversial topic. And you know how we like to touch those. And that's not going to be the only thing we talk about, though, because I decided early that just talking about something unpleasant, we haven't really done that in a while. Like, if you think about it, we really haven't talked about anything outright angering in a long time. I mean, we did the politics show. We did the election show. Mm-hmm. That's the last one that I can remember that had some actual vitriol to it. For the most part, we've kept it light, fluffy, and entertaining.
Unless you count that preview show for Survivor Series.
Is that the one where you flipped out?
Yeah.
But was that wasn't on this show.
That wasn't Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. Yeah. We've kept it clean and we've kept it happy.
Well, because we did Villainous Month.
Which was awesome.
And then.
Brought to you by Villainous Grounds in Perryville.
I think we might have missed like the.
Catch the 14 days of Christmas now.
Because we did Villainous Month and then we missed the next episode coming out of it. And then we did the election. And then, like, the full-on politics, like, reaction one.
Was the election the same show?
Was it?
I don't think we did an election show afterwards.
No, we did just we did not? The election show.
Yeah, because okay. I think we didn't want to. And yeah,
we did, and then we did the sarcastic Thanksgiving one.
Yeah. With Dalton.
Which ended okay.
Yeah, started off.
The last half of that one was good.
Started off real rough. Real rough. We're going to start off real rough tonight with the topic. And then the second part of the show, I asked on Facebook, hey, give me a topic, because I didn't want to think of one on my own. And boy, we got a bunch of things to talk about. So let's get through this first topic quickly, and then we get to the fun stuff. I want to talk about Pizzagate. Mm-hmm. Billy, have you heard of Pizzagate? All right. So Asa, you didn't know what Pizzagate was. You haven't heard much about it. I'm sure you'd heard of it, but you never researched it.
Yeah. Like, cause I remember seeing it as like, there was like a subreddit.
Yeah.
Just that popped up on like r/all as I was scrolling through, and it was like r/Pizzagate. But I didn't read whatever link it was. And I never really looked into it. I just kind of assumed that was some sort of inside Reddit joke.
Yeah. That, sounds like a fake thing. At first.
Well, good news. You're not too far off.
And that was like, a week or two ago that popped up. And I just kind of ignored it because I was like, okay, well, I'll eventually get back around to it. And then I think the subreddit actually got shut down, maybe? Because I hadn't seen anything else from it in a while, and it just completely slipped my mind until today when you said you wanted to talk about it. And that's when I was like, well, I guess I should probably at least know what it is. So I gave it a real quick Google and scrolled past all of the tabloid websites that seemed to be the only ones that were reporting anything on it.
Because
the last one that I read was like a New York Post or New York Times, I think, article.
It's all over the place now, but what it is, it's at the Comet Ping Pong Restaurant. It's a pizza place. And I love this. It's in Chevy Chase, Washington, D.C. I did not know there was a place called Chevy Chase in Washington, D.C. I don't know why I didn't know that, and also I don't know what I'm going to do with that information.
It's full of jerks.
What do you feel about Chevy Chase? Being a big Community fan?
Not positively.
Do you miss him at all?
I miss Community in general, but yes and no. I completely understand. This is going to be a whole other topic. Let's circle back around to it.
Okay.
That'll be the thing coming out of Pizzagate, is you'll finally hear the 5-star man's thoughts on Chevy Chase and Community.
Well, we can finally put those rumors to rest.
About time.
Yes, the beef maybe is getting squashed tonight. But it's a pizzeria in Chevy Chase, Washington, D.C. on Connecticut Avenue. It's a pizza place.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a pizza place. It has outdoor concerts. It's a pizza place. Mm-hmm. That's all. But, in November, they started posting all these articles about, this apparent sex scandal.
Well, they didn't.
No, they didn't. People did. Well, and not just the internet, because here's the thing. If it was just the internet posting baseless rumors and accusations, that's not unusual for the internet. The internet does that daily. In fact, I used to have a Facebook page called The Rumor Mill that people could go on and post rumors about each other for fun. It was a great site. It was very popular. But yeah, if it was just that, it'd be one thing. But then you have people who are legitimate people, like General Flynn. General Flynn, what is he? He's Trump's, national security advisor, right? General, Michael Flynn, who tweeted out on November 2nd, you decide, NYPD blows whistle on new Hillary emails, money laundering, sex crimes with children, etc. Must read. Here is Donald Trump's security advisor posting a vague status to get people riled up about Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, which the point of this whole thing that I wanted to talk about is that this is what got Donald Trump elected, is stuff like this, is these vague incendiary posts about things that could, if any normal person did it and were caught doing it, they'd be put in jail. Mm-hmm. Any of this. So here you have this jackass saying that there are new emails that have, the whistle are blown on these guys.
Was this after the FBI director, like, did the leak where they were going to reopen the investigation?
Yeah, well, it was November 2nd. Well, the election was November.
Yeah, because that was a little bit after that, because that was the November 7th or 8th.
Yeah.
The election was the 8th.
So this was right before the election. Mm-hmm. And this was before the emails and the Hillary emails. Yeah. But here's the thing. Both, websites like Snopes.com, which is a great, sleuth website that takes these things that people say and proves them or disproves them. Mm-hmm. The NYPD investigated. All of these different sources have investigated and said there is absolutely zero truth that, and I can't believe I'm saying it with a straight face, that Hillary Clinton leads a secret child sex ring in the basement of the Comet Ping Pong Pizzeria in Chevy Chase, Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. It sounds ridiculous, But enough people believed it and retweeted it and reposted it, like you see on Facebook when they said Obama met with, no, who was it? It was, the Pope, endorsed
Kim Davis
and endorsed Donald Trump.
Oh.
Stuff like that, that people post and repost and go, mm-hmm. Oh my God, I can't believe this is a post without checking the facts. Mm-hmm. Well, enough people believed this crap that a guy, what's this guy's name? This jackass's name, Edgar Madison Welch, went into the restaurant with a semi-automatic rifle and fired shots at, I'm assuming, the owner, because he told the police he wanted to get to the bottom and he was going to investigate.
Yeah, he was self-investigating.
The
yeah.
conspiracy theory.
And he drove up from
North
Carolina.
That's how you investigate things.
With an AR-15 rifle. Style mm-hmm. rifle, I'm sorry. So, again, yeah. everyone's laughing and going, well, this is ridiculous. Who would believe that? But that's what got Donald Trump elected, was people posting these insane conspiracy theories that people jump on.
It's that same kind of rhetoric and just flat out lies that led to the guy, the domestic terrorist shooting up the Planned Parenthood
yeah.
a few months back
yeah.
because of that fake falsified Planned Parenthood is selling baby organs.
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. again, no, they're not.
And
all of that video was debunked and falsified, but you have this audience of people. And I kind of think it's a dual audience. I think it's part of it is the people who, well, that justifies my belief.
Yeah.
I believe that Hillary Clinton is the Antichrist, just like President Obama is the Antichrist, just like Bill Clinton was the Antichrist, just like every political figure that I disagree with is the Antichrist.
So anything you feed them.
So of course, like, oh, well, look, that headline says, even if it has a question mark at the end of it, it's yeah. true. And then you also have the internet side where I think a lot of people in like r/TheDonald, in places like that, where they just think it's funny. Like, they just think it's funny that they can get people this riled up, this worked up, and they're just trying to push the limits of what people will believe. Because wasn't the whole basis of this based on one of the emails that WikiLeaks, put out, where one of Hillary Clinton's, like, campaign managers or advisor or someone related to the campaign sent the owner of that place a message just asking about, like, if they could use the venue as a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that what kind of...
Yeah, he had...
So they all just assumed that...
What did you get there?
He had donated to the party.
The Democratic Party. And held fundraisers there. Mm-hmm. It was basically just an attack on him for his political beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just basically these internet trolls got together. They decided to make something up. And again, that in itself is dangerous because you get enough like-minded people or people that are, like you said, feeding into this conspiracy nut job stuff,
mm-hmm.
if for lack of a better term, and they buy into it so much, and then they retweet it to other people, and they feed other people, and then you get everybody worked up. But then when you have a guy like General Flynn, who is he's on Donald Trump's team,
mm-hmm.
and he posts something about it saying, you won't believe what the NYPD said, even if he never specifically said in the emails that it was true. But when you post something like that, you have to know that people are going to make their own assumptions.
It's going to cause a reaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if that wasn't bad enough, his son, who the Donald Trump transition team has now stepped away from, by the way, because of what he said, this is the first time.
I'm excited to see how terrible what this guy said is.
After what happened, he tweeted out, until Pizzagate proven to be false, it'll remain a story. The left seems to forget #Podesta emails and too many quote-unquote coincidences tied to it. So even after everything's been debunked, even after this nut job went in and with the guns and might have killed people, even after all of these terrible things, this guy said, well, until it's proven to be false, I'm still going to talk about it. And we should still think of it. But it has proven to be false.
Considering
over and over again.
The building doesn't even have a basement.
It's this kind of stuff that makes you wonder why people are scared that Donald Trump is president.
Yeah. Also worth, in the very similar vein of these like fake news stories, Breitbart, who that lead editor or whatever is appointed to Trump's cabinet. I think Bannon, just the straight up Nazi.
Oh yeah.
Their website posted a thing that weather.com actually had to make a video and their own post to debunk, basically saying that, oh, hey, no, look, the planet's getting warmer or the planet's getting cooler. Global warming's a lie. All the liberals are just quiet now because no one's talking about it. When in reality, they just took like a very small chunk of a Weather Channel or a weather.com video, took it completely out of context and spun it to fit their story.
Yeah.
That, oh, look, what, it's just wrong. Like, there's no, so weather.com actually had to come out and they made a video and a post like, yeah, we don't do this.
Yeah.
We really just try to stick with facts and don't editorialize at all. But this is what they did. They completely cherry picked the information. That is not what our findings found. That's not what 99.9999% of actual environmentalists, scientists have found.
Yeah.
So don't, you know, they're legally allowed to use our, like, information the way that they did, but they're using it incorrectly.
And people eat it up because they want to.
Like, it's just, it's starting to really blow my mind just how greedy some of these people are, because the only reason that they're posting these stories is because they're making money off of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, it doesn't matter that, you know, we're going to use, like, this is now going to be used as ammunition that will eventually melt the world.
Yeah.
But our profits are going to go up for, you know, this time frame.
The alt-right movement, which...
Nazi movement.
Yeah, I was going to say is basically the Nazi movement. I hate the alt-right. I read about this morning, and I posted on Facebook about this, that one of the arguments of an alt-right movement leader... He said that America used to be a white nation, and the election of Donald Trump shows that we are trying to go back towards that white nation of whatever you would call dynamic. And that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That is ridiculous on all levels. One, America wasn't a white nation to begin with. It was a Native American nation that we stole from them.
Yep.
Flat out. And it's a melting pot for every country and race and religion. It's never been a white nation, just like it was never a Christian nation. Mm-hmm. That is ridiculous. But people eat it up because, like you said, they want to believe it. So given ammunition for their weapons, they will take it gladly. And it doesn't matter if it's true or not. You're speaking about Breitbart and Bannon. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of headlines. Have you ever read some of their headlines?
Yes, I have.
Oh, Allie, have you?
No.
You're going to love them so much. Here's a couple of headlines from the chief advisor to Donald Trump's presidency. This is my favorite one. The solution to online harassment is simple. Women should log off.
Women.
Yeah, well, that's they're saying, quote, women are screwing up the internet for men by invading every space we have online and ruining it with attention seeking and a needy, demanding, touchy feely form of modern feminism. And that when women are harassed, they should just quit the internet. Stop ruining it for us. Just like Donald Trump said that if a woman was being harassed at work, she should quit her job and find a new job. Mm-hmm. That's who you elected, folks. He ain't my president. Does that sound familiar? Bill Kristol, Republican spoiler, renegade Jew. Trannies whine about hilarious Bruce Jenner billboard. Birth control makes women unattractive and crazy.
What?
Yep.
Oh, this is one of my other favorites. Suck it up, buttercups. Dangerous faggot tour returns to colleges in September. Hoist it high and proud. The Confederate flag proclaims a glorious heritage. Would you rather your child had feminism or cancer? Gay rights have made us dumber. It's time to get back in the closet. This one strikes me in the heart. Science proves it. Fat shaming works. And this last one I'll read. There's no hiring bias against women in tech. They just suck at interviews. Chief advisor.
Yep.
To President-elect Donald Trump. And you know what's sad? This is the frustrating part, is that there are still people that will defend that. They'll defend him. They'll defend what they're saying, freedom of speech and all that stuff. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I believe that little green men crashed in Roswell in 1947. I believe that the government is hiding things from us. But even as a conspiracy theorist, this is just dumb. Like, this isn't a fun conspiracy. It's fun to think that aliens crash. You know why? Because it doesn't hurt anybody.
It's not fun to send harassing death threats to Sandy Hook survivors and parents who lost their children.
I was gonna make the joke, well, that was all fake. Like the reporter that got shot live on TV with the cameraman, that was also fake. Everything that goes against the alt-right or NRA agenda is fake. It was acted. You liberals, you're pulling the wool over our eyes.
But then these kind of stories come out. Well, these are true.
But it's Hillary Clinton has a sex child ring.
The lamestream media.
In a basement that doesn't exist.
President Obama's going to take our guns away, just like Bill Clinton was.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's, there's nothing I want to say this other than, people, please, it's dangerous to listen to these internet things. If you see someone post something on Facebook, it's like that goddamn thing that Hunter posts every year. people that have to.
Well, to clarify.
Well, Hunter doesn't post it.
Yeah, to clarify.
Hunter shames the
Hunter
people.
Hunter does a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Where he actually reads out the names of the people.
Yes.
To point out, like, no.
You have
Facebook
to import it to
not,
500 people or something like that, or else they're going to charge.
Like, legally, Facebook cannot charge you for their services if you post this status.
Or, I've seen, Facebook will use your pictures and your property unless you say, I do not give them permission.
Mm-hmm.
And Hunter calls him out every year, and thank God he does. But it's that, this is that kind of mentality.
Except
up to a
way
million.
More dangerous.
Yeah. When people could lose their life because of it, it's dangerous. Don't
and people
listen.
People have quit this job because it's not just the owner. It's all of his employees.
Everyone's
are
harassed.
Getting, yeah,
yeah.
Are getting harassed on social media, their actual phones.
And now someone has literally walked into the restaurant with a gun.
Yeah.
Because of this stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the people that we have elected and who have chosen their transition team and their team of people that's going to help lead the country are fueling the fire. They're fanning the flames.
I can't remember what the actual subreddit, the actual hashtag is on Twitter that was, but you can find all sorts of collections of people who were like defending and voted for Donald Trump who are now tweeting out like, well, hey, I donated money to you. Why are you taking my Medicare?
Yeah.
Why are you promising to come after Social Security?
Most
I rely
of the
on
ones
that.
I've seen though have everything to do with Hillary Clinton. Oh, so you're not going after Hillary Clinton?
Also
there
that,
goes my
yeah.
support.
Yeah.
So you're not building the wall?
Yeah.
Like
stuff
all
like
the
that.
Thi-
yeah, it's all
but
these,
there are some that are like,
these,
why are you doing this to me? I supported you.
Yeah,
why are you
it's all
taking
these
away
campaign
these things
promises
that I need?
That he said that he was never going to be able to do.
Who would have thought?
Which, has there been any kind of update? Because for a while there was the whole, like, the Electoral College doesn't actually have to do their vote until sometime this month, I thought.
Yeah, it's
I think
sometime
that's coming
in
up
December.
That, you know, because potentially if the Electoral College decides they can actually over, like, their vote has never been final. That's mm-hmm. just what CNN and, like, all of the places were predicting.
Well, it's also, I mean, not only that, but, like, you know, I'm a big fan of Keith Olbermann,
mm-hmm.
who had that wonderful show, The Closer, and how has the wonderfully dangerous show, The Resistance. Ugh, I tug my ear every time I see him pop on. He kind of scares me a little bit now.
Oh, and that terrifies me. If the Electoral College actually, like, flips and the vote goes to Hillary, because even, like, the popular vote is up to, I think I read it was, like, 2.7 million.
Yeah,
now.
Over 2 million for sure.
It's over 2 million, but I think 2.7 is the actual, like, watermark they've hit.
And that's so frustrating when you hear people say things like, well, America voted for Trump, now we have to live with it. And you go,
no,
more people voted for Hillary Clinton. It's just you and your...
Well, if you take away all those illegals.
Did you see the CNN interview with the Donald Trump supporters where the woman flat out told the CNN reporter that the only reason Hillary had so many was because 3 million illegals in California voted for her?
Was that the, like... blonde chick.
Yeah,
that
where she literally puts her
God.
Hand on her head like, oh my God, I can't believe you're saying these things. Because she said, where did you hear these
she's
things?
She's so stupid.
And she's like, it was on the news. I believe it was on CNN. And then the CNN reporter just kind of smacks her forehead and is like, no. So I don't care.
I would oh know. God. I work here.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, if you voted for Trump, if you voted for Clinton, whatever. Like, this is not an attack on Republicans. It's really not, Tanner. I swear. This is an attack on stupid people who believe these kind of crazy things. Like, whether you are a Democrat or Republican, you have to take a stand and say, this stuff is ridiculous. We're
yes.
not going to stand for it.
Because there are absolutely, like, left-wing versions of this.
Well, there are plenty of left-wing
jobs. You know, there's Photoshop pictures of, like, Trump meeting with people. And
yeah.
Shaking, and, like,
yeah, absolutely.
There's all sorts of stuff like that. It just, at this point, like, I don't think anyone has been shot or shot at.
Yet.
Over anything that, yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm really worried about is that, yeah. like, oh, these people are not going to just sit by and watch their Donald.
Oh, lose and give it to Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
I don't know.
That makes me nervous.
It's getting scary. It's getting scary. And, like, I know we've made pleas on this show before. And the bad thing is that most of the people that listen to the show, they're not our friends, because we have a lot of people we don't know that listen to the show. Clearly, yeah. we have thousands of
but
people.
But if you're listening to the show, more than likely,
we have
we
good
are not
reason
a,
to believe.
Yeah, we are not a differing opinion politically.
Probably.
Which, and if you and if we are, holy shit, props to you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
like 100%, because that's...
We know we've been pretty hard on Republicans,
mm-hmm.
but we're only hard on Republicans because they're wrong so often. Like, and if you can say with a straight face Donald Trump was the better choice, you're wrong. If you can say with a straight face that Pizzagate needs to be, you know, researched and proven false, you're wrong. Like, you're just wrong.
Which, initially, if there is, you know, a suspicion that there are ties to this kind of behavior,
mm-hmm.
absolutely investigate it.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. But when the actual, like,
NYPD,
FBI
yeah.
come forward and be like, well, no, it's...
Yeah, if Hillary Clinton...
Structurally, there is no basement in...
If Hillary Clinton is literally running a sex child ring at the bottom of the Comet Ping Pong Pizzeria, she should go to jail.
Yeah.
Anyone that has a sex child ring should go to jail. That's not what we're saying. But you got to be careful what you read. I've said before that the media, the mainstream media, is dangerous because it fans the flames of these crazy stories. Except in this case, it was not the media. The media is trying to put out this fire. It's sites like Breitbart and these alt-right movement websites. Which, by the way, I didn't know what the hell alt-right was until a couple of months ago, and now I wish I didn't because they're terrible people.
Yeah,
but Asa. Why is the alt-right movement bad? Because they're white, but the Black Panthers and the NAACP are fine for blacks.
I don't want to play this game.
But Asa,
I don't like this joke.
Why is white pride bad and black pride is welcome?
I don't like this bit. I don't like this bit.
I can hear him whining now. All right, so that's our piece on that. Seriously, use your brain.
And one of the things, I don't know if it was in the group chat or whenever you posted, someone like, you know, I think it was Jesse maybe, talking about the difference between like, sites like Breitbart and like these fake news, because now all of, like, Facebook has announced that they're going to cut down like on these fake news, like sites that just generate that kind of clickbaity stuff.
Yeah.
Like they're supposedly going to be cutting down on that.
That's good, 'cause this shit is everywhere.
Like, but then there's like the different, and then Jesse's like, oh, it would be fun to kind of mention like The Onion.
Because
while there are people who think that The Onion is real.
Yeah.
That's on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've posted articles from The Onion on my Facebook, and some of them have fooled people.
And I know this isn't Wednesday, this isn't Pro Wrestling Unscripted, but there is Kayfabe News,
yeah,
which is basically the wrestling version of The Onion,
right,
which made me do a double take just tonight because I'm on Reddit and I don't see what actual – basically the way Reddit works is it'll give you the headline of like if it's an article. Whoever submitted the post will make the headline. And then if you look in the little parentheses mark next to it, it'll tell you where – if you click on it, where that – link will take you.
Yeah.
So it'll say, you know, New York Times, wherever. So I just read UFC to UFC to introduce ladder matches. And my brain was just like, initially I was just like, wait, wow, what? And then I saw the kayfabe news and I'm like, you got me. Okay. Like because I think you posted either the actual article or the picture of a 13-year-old girl who can only roll her eyes, sigh, and text to be put down.
Yeah, euthanized. And then people were getting like, upset about that.
She should, you know, that's a
human
life.
Why are you wasting that pure, poor little girl's life? She just needs better whatever. Yeah.
It's like, no, it's a...
See, those sites are fun.
30-year-old, or parents finally break down to buy 30-year-old Super Nintendo. I think PlayStation 1.
My favorite one was the one about scientists that taught a gorilla that she would die. Taught her about her own mortality.
Yeah. Oh,
now what she does is get sad and talk about how she doesn't want to die.
That reminds me of the 30 Rock bit where Jack Donaghy meets Elizabeth Banks's character, who plays like basically a Fox News style reporter. And he's like, oh yeah, I know sign language. I taught gorillas when I worked at NBC or wherever, or GE. We are going to test poisons on you.
Careful. I mean, that'll go on Breitbart tomorrow.
I mean, it's Alec Baldwin.
Obama testing poisons on gorillas at GE. All right. So that's the terrible thing. Use your brains. Be smart. And I have confidence that people...
And do your own research.
Yes. And actual research.
Yeah.
Not Breitbart.com.
Or if your research ends in blogspot.com, move elsewhere.
Try and just look for anything that has .org.
I mean, my original,
and even then is a little.
My original blog was tuxedoslide.blogspot.com.
But that's not where you, but, and I don't mean this as a slide on you, but if you're my only source, if that is my only source for a news story, that's an issue.
I was the only source of news for some people. That's the bad part.
You can also look at .gov.
Well, you can't trust the government.
Find scholarly articles.
Liveleak.com.
I like Snopes a lot.
I do too.
They have proved like stuff that I.
They finally settled that question I had about Richard Gere.
Okay.
Billy, do you know that question? The Richard Gere question?
If you're curious of the Richard Gere question, email Shannon.
I think there's at least one person out there that's laughing right now because
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
I think
I know what it is, but.
I think you do
I'm
too.
I'm going to move forward.
Clueless.
It's for the best. Because like there was some stuff like Snopes disproved about, like the big thing that everyone was posting about, like Donald Trump did an interview in the 90s and said that if he was going to run for president, he would run as a Republican because they're the dumber voters.
Yeah.
It's like, well, no, he never actually said that.
And
but that's something that, you know, gets memed up and posted everywhere and everyone just kind of slowly
And it's one of those things that, like, it should be disproven. Like, just because I don't like Donald Trump doesn't mean there needs to be false information about him.
I'm not going to lie about him.
Yeah.
Like, that's what really bugs me about the Planned Parenthood thing that just really irks me is it's mostly from a group who pride themselves on their Christianity and their holiness. But it's okay for us to lie and make up these lies because we disagree with this organization.
Yeah.
But so it's so, you know, and really with Donald Trump, there's so much dumb stuff that he said.
Yeah.
You don't need to make up something.
Well, that's like there's a certain person I won't name that we're not going to name. And there was a certain trait that he has that everybody likes to make fun of when we talk about him. But I always say you don't have to pick out that one trait because there are so many things.
There's so many targets.
There's so many things he's done wrong. You don't have to take the low road.
Yeah.
You don't have to take the road that should be less traveled. You could bring up any terrible thing about Donald Trump.
It's that low hanging fruit though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't think he's a fan of fruit. Anyway.
I don't get it.
No one gets it. Let's talk.
I got it.
So we're going to stop talking about that. We have about 30 minutes left. We're going to talk about things that are a little bit more pleasant. Again, I posted on, we never got to, what does Asa Gray think about Chevy Chase?
Oh, I completely forgot about that. Okay. So
too often do we say we're going to come back to a topic and then never go back to it.
Okay. Because this could be a whole show on its own. I'll give the brief synopsis. I don't like Chevy Chase as a person. I think he's a great performer. I think he's a great comedian. You will find a very small number of people who have worked with Chevy that will say that they thoroughly enjoyed their time with him. But he's a comedic genius. You can never take anything away from that. I don't like the way that he exited the show, literally walking out on production the day before they were going to film the finale of a season. So they completely had to change parts of the script. And to completely like write him to make sure he wasn't in it. But at the same time, I absolutely see the criticisms that he had with the character because Pierce was absolutely the villain. Like he was just a jerk. There were a handful of episodes where, you know, he would show some sort of redeeming quality and like good side. But those were so few and far between that one of his big complaints is, he's just this mean old man, and he didn't want to play just this mean old man.
Right.
And especially when you look at the way that every single other character on that show evolved, not necessarily for the better, in the case of Britta, who went from strong, smart woman to dumb, butt of the joke. I don't know.
Breitbart.
Never that bad. Although she is the worst.
I always thought she was cool.
You didn't even watch the show?
I knew her.
Yeah. But no, I love
her. And Chevy Chase.
Mm-hmm. See, and Jeff Winger is a great example of a guy who's not like a great guy, but you slowly see him, even like, I think by the third or fourth season, the whole idea of him not, you know, accepting this study, like this group of people as his friends to just full on embracing them as family.
Yeah.
Like they completely do away with kind of that, you know, facade.
He grows.
Yeah, exactly.
As a person.
And Chevy doesn't, and Pierce, Chevy's character, Pierce Hawthorne, never really gets that. He has his sympathetic moments, and he does have his moments in the show where he's, you know, it seems like he has the potential to, but then he always ends up topping himself in the dickish things that he does. So I totally get his criticisms with the show and his frustrations. But I just don't like the way that he walked out. And they totally had to,
yeah.
Especially since it wasn't even the season that Dan, because him and Dan Harmon clashed heads a lot.
Yeah,
and
infamously.
It was the fourth season where Dan Harmon wasn't a part of it anymore after Dan Harmon had been fired. It was really nice, though. He did make a little cameo in the fifth season premiere.
I remember it wasn't like a ghost or something.
It was a hologram. He, because he was like one of the longest enrolled students. Like he'd just been enrolled for years. And so he paid to have himself as like a hologram. To, like, as like a map almost.
Right.
To like point people in the right direction. And then they do mention his character later on. Cause I think, one of the episodes we watched here, it was Walton Goggins plays the executor of his estate. And when he bequeaths all of, the group there, what's it called? Possessions. Their gifts.
Inheritance. No.
Inheritance, yeah.
Inheritance, okay.
Yeah. So.
I did remember that episode. I did see that because I'm a big fan of Goggins.
I am too.
I just love that
the way
guy.
And the way they used him was amazing. I really think you would like Community if you watched it. You just kind of have to look. I know, like, I know your gripe with it, because, like, you kind of just have to look past the. They're not making fun of community college. They're making fun of that community college.
Because I went to a community college.
Right.
That's one of Shannon's little dirty secrets. And he's, you know, it was a great experience. I learned a lot there. I was editor of the school paper. I did a lot. Like, I did plays. I did musicals. I did everything that I could because I really enjoyed my time there. But everything that I've heard from people who didn't go to community colleges is that community colleges are just a joke. They're basically high school. It's where people who can't get into real college go, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it was very upsetting to me when I heard that there was a show basically making fun of community colleges.
See,
but everyone I've talked to has said, no, it's really not making fun of community college. Or at least it was, but then they kind of stopped.
They really did. So, and I don't even, maybe I don't have the connection, clearly I don't have the connection that you did with the community college. So maybe my perception of it is way off base. The first episode kind of is like, it's basically the way they introduce all of the characters is they do kind of say, you know, this is a community college. This is the, but it's not that because they can't go anywhere else. But this is for the people who maybe wouldn't have gone anywhere else, or didn't have the opportunities to go somewhere else.
Yeah, cause
so they can actually, like, this is somewhere you can come and you can do your best.
That was me.
And that's pretty, and that's the way that they frame it, or at least that's the way that I took it.
I couldn't afford college.
It just happens to be that this specific community college is a joke. And it is not run well. The dean, who, Jim Rash, he should have won an Emmy for comedic performance. Cause he killed it every single time. But he's the bumbling, incompetent, like this, you know, he's doing what he can, but he's just not good at it.
Yeah.
And the resources available to him, like, it's an uphill battle. And there are some of the, really it's from Jeff's perspective, the main character, Joel McHale.
Yeah.
He definitely thinks he is above it.
Right.
And he's lowering himself to it.
And that was the episodes that I did watch.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking, okay, this guy kind of represents smart people who go to a community college and think, well, this is ridiculous. This is so beneath me.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was making fun of everybody and that he, you know, that was the beef that I had with it is because I kind of did that same thing when I was in community college. I actually wrote an editorial talking about how bad the college was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I guess at the time I was a little, I don't know, I just didn't get it. Now I'm a little older and a little wiser, and I look back on it and think fondly of it and go, oh, no, that was a pretty good school.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't tell someone, oh, yeah, I went to Shawnee, and they look at me the same way as someone would say, oh, I went to SEMO or I went to SIU.
See,
you know, there's a stigma.
Because I graduated from SEMO, and look how well that's going for me.
Lindsay graduated with a bachelor's in art, fine art or whatever, and she's at the sporting library.
Yeah.
You know? It's very hard to find people that actually work in the field they went to college.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Me, I went to college for journalism.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to be a teacher first. Little known fact about Shannon. My first classes were all teaching classes. I wanted to be an English teacher. I realized very quickly in taking the classes that I didn't want to be a teacher. And I know some teachers, and I know I give them crap about it, but I give props for being able to keep a straight face in those classes. And then I switched to journalism and I kind of found my footing because I really like journalism. Mm-hmm. That's why we do this show.
Yeah. I have a coworker who said that she could use her degree, but she would be miserable and make less money.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Asa Gray hates Chevy Chase. Let's move on because we got a bunch of questions we got to get through. We only got about 25 minutes now because you took that extended community break.
There could be more. Just saying. You're welcome. That was the brief version. Email me. I'll give you all my thoughts.
I posted on Facebook, hey, give us a topic for the second half. And you guys gave us a lot of things to talk about. I'm just going to read off the names now and then just ask the questions. We got responses from Ethan Craigmiles from the show, Lindsay Wolfgang, Michael Branham, Jared Davis, my cousin, Gina Garrett. Never hear of her for much. MC, Michael McBride, Aaron Picard, Kevin Redbeard Shanklberg.
How was the B? Do his question first.
Ben Stallings. Who I haven't talked to Ben Stallings in a while. Shelby Calmer. Although Shelby's question's not really appropriate, but I'll read it anyway. That's what I do. You said read Kevin's first?
Yeah, because he's the boss.
Okay. I don't know if you're going to like it. Favorite porn star?
Oh, God.
You asked for it. you literally asked for it.
Oh, God. Well, I can't answer this question.
Yes, you can.
Because I don't know any porn stars.
Kevin Redbeard Shanklberg. No. I'll answer the question. Favorite porn star would Evan Stone... Because someone told me I look like him. when I was younger, when I was working at GameStop. And, the only porn I've ever bought in my life was a Tara Patrick DVD. So I'm going to say Tara Patrick because that is literally the only pornography I've ever purchased. So she has to win by default, right? Cause I spent money on her. It was an interactive one too. Oh, and let me just share
what?
This story.
No, I'm worried. No, I'm scared.
So on this DVD.
Is it like a choose your own adventure?
There's little buttons you can hit for different positions and stuff like that.
Press fast forward.
That's just like real sex. What? The best part was that there was a behind the scenes reel.
I don't want to watch that.
And in the behind the scenes reel, there's one clip specifically where this large man, large, like, just greasy looking guy you would expect to work in a porn shoot, is holding a video camera. And he's holding it right in front of this very studly stallion who's laying on the bed naked masturbating because he's trying to get erect for the scene. And they're sitting there. He's just filming the guy's junk as he strokes it, making jokes and quips to each other like you and I do every day. And it's the most casual thing.
It's just one of them's trying to stay hard.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So that's your story.
So I think we just found our YouTube channel.
But Asa, you didn't answer.
I'm gonna go with Ron Jeremy.
The Hedgehog?
Because I have literally never seen anything that Ron Jeremy has done pornographic wise. Just the idea that someone who looks like that.
Someone who looks like that should not be having sex with someone that looks like that.
And not only the fact that he looks like that, but he always looked like that.
Yeah.
There was never a, like.
There was never a hot phase.
There was never a Seth Rollins. Oh, maybe Seth Rollins is my favorite. Wait,
he never actually did porn.
Distracted.
But Bagwell?
No, did he do porn or isn't he just a gigolo?
I think he did softcore.
Okay.
China? God rest her soul.
No, yeah. I'm sad.
Sonny?
Only because now we know. Oh, now I'm even sadder. Because all of those decisions I don't think were made for
good reasons?
Yeah.
Or sober reasons?
Yeah. But yeah, so just the fact that, from my understanding, is he has never looked like, he never had the hot face.
Yeah.
He just always looked like that.
Pudgy and weird.
Yeah. So just, I mean, the afterlife is going to be real rough on him because clearly he sold his soul to the devil or something.
He had multiple souls and he sold all of them. He gathered souls from other people.
He collected them.
He had the sword Katana had that when you kill people, it takes their souls.
Yeah. And then he just traded that in.
For sex.
Like, you're 16.
Can we move to the next question, please?
Well, you didn't answer it.
Because I don't know any porn stars.
Just say Mia Khalifa, because that's who Casper said you look like.
Moving on.
Ethan Craigmile said, what's your favorite thing that makes you happy? I already responded. I said, die choking on your own sentiments. But so I'm out.
That doesn't...
Him dying.
Really?
No.
I don't like this bit.
Allie, what's your favorite thing that makes you happy? Hold on, let me answer it.
Kitty.
I mean, I do love kitty.
Yeah. I figured. So I already answered for Allie. Asa?
I've never been in a bad mood leaving Villainous Grounds.
So Villainous Grounds, you think?
That's, I've said before, it's my happy place. Yeah, that's...
Great.
Playing Pokemon now has always kind of put me in a better mood.
It won't forever.
No.
No. But Villainous Grounds always...
But now that it's new.
Yeah, new things always make you happy. Yeah.
I like new.
For me, I would say it's the paranormal. I've never been sad researching ghosts, aliens. I've never been sad hunting, going outside and looking for them. Like, there's always that small sliver of hope that you'll find something. Mm-hmm. And that keeps you going because you know the moment you find something, it's going to answer so many questions to you personally. Mm-hmm. So it's something that has never made me sad. Mm-hmm. So I can't think of anything else that has never made me sad. So we'll go with that. Even Pepsi. I get sick of Pepsi. Yeah. I would say Pepsi or pizza, but I get sick of both of them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Lindsay said favorite Christmas treats. I said we should wait for the Thursday show, but I'm going to answer it anyway. Favorite Christmas treats. Allie gave me some the other day. That sounded bad. It's the little chocolate ball with peanut butter inside.
Buckeyes.
That's literally what, cause my grandma makes those.
Seriously? I think everyone's in. My mom made them.
See, and that surprised, like, I'd never heard of anyone else that did these.
Because
I have had roommates, girlfriends, like, just friends that I would be like, oh hey, my grandma gave me this giant bag of these. They're amazing. Do you want to try one? And I've never had someone say like, oh yeah, I've had these before. So that's.
Oh, big fan. Oh. Big fan. Yeah. So I'm going to say that. What about you, Asa?
Those.
Same? Like
those, yeah, that was literally going to be the, oh, that's awesome. What I was going to say. Cause, Cause my family doesn't do, like, even Thanksgiving, like, we kind of change things up. Like, you have the staples. Mm-hmm. So, like, there'll always be turkey on Thanksgiving. Well, no, there won't, like, a lot of the time we have ham, but, like, all of the side dishes and desserts and stuff are just kind of whatever my grandma or my mom feels like they want to make. Yeah.
Right.
So that kind of, that's kind of the wild card, but I can, there, oh, there have always been sugar cookies and there have always been those chocolate covered peanut butter balls. And I've never, and I'm not a huge sweets person in general.
Yeah,
I like
same.
Soda yes. and I like donuts.
Yeah.
But for candy, like I need to be in a special kind of mood.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge fan of
candy,
like
candy generally.
I'm not a huge fan of pie. Mm-mm,
nope.
Cake.
Unless it's peanut butter pie.
the dolphin's here. the, like anything like that, but I always will eat these just peanut butter balls just.
Agreed.
Until
I'll go crazy on them. Allie, what about you?
I mean, I really like those too, but something that my family, Calvin would probably agree with this answer, because he always requests that we make these cookies. They're waffle cookies. I think they're French, and they're like vanilla waffle.
Is that what you had me try mm-hmm. one day? Yeah.
Are they like the crisps?
Yeah, they're
very
thinner.
Crispy, yeah.
Okay.
And they, you have a special like waffle maker.
I've seen
thing.
The, cause I don't know if this is the same thing at all, but they're almost like cream sandwiches, where there's a cookie on top, the cream, and then another one.
Oh,
but
you
I've
mean
seen
like
them,
an
like,
oatmeal cookie? Oh.
No. Like, but they've been like Neapolitan too. So there's like vanilla, then there's pink ones that are strawberry, and then they do like chocolate ones.
Sounds like a freak show.
But I don't know what they're.
I'll stick with my chocolate balls.
Me too. Let's move on. I'm gonna try
or
to pull up a picture.
Sweaty balls.
oh, okay, Alec Baldwin. He's my favorite Christmas time treat.
Mike Brannon.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah, I said I wasn't gonna say the names, everybody. Okay, feel good songs and movies. If I, it's Mike Brannon. If I'm down or sick, Princess Bride is a go-to feel-better movie for me. I don't really have any feel-good songs. Most of my songs are designed to depress me. And I've got a great selection. But if I had to say there were songs that made me feel better, it would be singing The Phantom of the Opera when no one's around. Cause I'll just belt it out. I told the story once, and it wasn't Phantom of the Opera, it was Moulin Rouge, but I was in that same video store where Kirk Waters owes thousands of dollars. I randomly broke into a Moulin Rouge duet with a girl that was shopping there. It was fantastic. It was amazing. It was a shame I was dating a psychopath at the time, so I didn't get to talk to her. Anywho, movies, feel-good movies, Ghostbusters. It has to be Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters is the movie I go to whenever I feel anything. Happy, sad, angry, doesn't matter. Ghostbusters is my go-to movie for all emotions. Allie, you have less time than me. Go.
Well, for songs, I don't know. Kind of the action of just being able to sing makes me happier most of the time. For movies, probably older Disney movies like Hercules or Lion King or any of those types of movies. I normally watch those while I do things, and they just tend to make me happy.
Disney's always good. They're always happy. Like with Bambi's mom. Asa?
The first 5 minutes of Up. Dalton? He gonna cry.
He gonna cry anyway.
So I didn't until like just this past year I found a song that literally pulled me out of a panic attack one day because I was listening to it just on repeat. And it was bad because I was on the highway when it hit me. But it's called Invisible Prisons by Zeal, and it's featuring Justin Furstenfeld, which is the guy,
Blue October.
Is the singer from Blue October. Yeah. Actually put legitimate thought in getting not an actual like lyric from it, but like something inspired from one of the lyrics as a tattoo.
Oh, nice.
I don't think I'm going to, but it's like I contemplated it. So that one, it's not a happy song really, but
it calms
it's kind
you.
Of inspiring and it, yeah. it kind of grounds me a little bit, I'll say.
Yeah.
Blue
October is really good at that. Like their music
it
in
can
general,
be.
It's super depressing. Some of it's very angry,
mm-hmm.
but their music really makes me, it not necessarily feel better, but it makes me feel something.
Yeah.
And that guy, legitimate, I don't want to say a mental patient because that makes it sound awful, but I mean,
he has issues.
He struggles with depression.
And you
and
know
stuff.
He does and has issues because you listen to the songs that he sings.
Yeah.
And that's what actually kind of makes me uncomfortable listening to some of his stuff, especially like, Calling and Hate Me. Because it's like the song's about his sobriety before he had that massive relapse.
Yeah, Hate Me is the one that took me many years to listen to after my mother passed away. Yeah, that was a bad one.
There's a Lupe Fiasco song that I still have a hard time listening to. I can't remember the name of it right now. But movies, have started really loving that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Nickelodeon series that's on right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun.
That's not a movie.
It's not a movie, but it's something that you watch.
Okay, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. It's a great series.
But movie, I would probably say the Lego Movie. I just love the Lego Movie.
You've never seen the Lego Movie?
Nope.
Well, I know what you're doing this weekend.
Working.
I know somebody that's got it. I'm sure you've
Yeah, multiple people who have it.
J.R. Davis. Why am I still saying names? Greatest triumph in life so far. Well, I don't have one. Asa?
Pass.
Allie?
I don't know. I've won awards for art.
The show that we did with CCW last week was real popular.
It was.
My greatest triumph in life so far. I think my greatest triumph in life is that I haven't killed myself. Like, I know that sounds bad.
It's a victory.
Yeah, it's if I could open up my brain and let people that don't know me or people that think they know me see what goes on inside of my head, if they knew how bad it was all the time, and the fact that I haven't hurt myself or given up on life, I think that's a triumph. I really do. And I think it's important that we tell people who feel things like that every day you make it is a day you deserve an applause, because it's real easy to say, I don't care anymore and just give up. You know that. Know that. So yeah, I really do think that's my greatest triumph is that I, no matter how bad it got through parents' death, poverty, losing my job, relationships ending, stuff like that, I've never given up.
Mm-hmm.
So I still come to work every day. I still do this show. I can't think of anything else that even comes close to not hurting myself. So
it's a good one. Yeah, I mean, that's
my triumph.
I mean, an actual answer is I would probably, even though I've done nothing with it and it's really not benefited me at all, graduating college.
You did
like,
it though.
Like I was the middle of the road. Someone's got to be average. Like I said, I'm not really doing anything with it, but I stuck with it. I really wanted to quit multiple times.
Yeah.
Came real close, to doing it. But I finished it. And even though it's not necessarily benefiting me, it's something that I can at least say that I did.
You can brag.
Yeah. But I don't feel like it because I feel, I know so many people who are doing stuff that, like, they're doing things that they love. And, you know, that they are doing with their degree. And I'm super happy for them. Like, I'm also, like,
super
jealous.
Jelly. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super jealous. Cause, like, honestly, I would say that this show is probably the only thing that I actively do that I love.
Same. Yeah.
Cause, like, I don't really have many hobbies outside of, like, playing games, reading comics and stuff. Like, nothing that you can brag about.
Right.
But like when you're talking about the numbers that we did this past month.
Yeah.
Like that makes me feel prideful and that makes me feel good.
The numbers that we've done, the show is more successful than it's ever been. We're working with Cape Championship Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse got that amazing interview with you guys and Jeremy Hahn. We work with Villainous Grounds. We work with these guys. We work with those guys. Sometimes it really strikes me as odd or it really surprises me how successful we've been.
And just the fact that, like, and I know, because I know Nerd Up and, like, Pro Wrestling Unscripted, which I'm honored to be a part of, like, those are the two, like, you know, flagship shows.
Yeah.
But even the fact that people take the time out of their day to listen to this,
yeah,
it still blows.
Because like, this is a rambling show.
Yeah, because I've said it before, like, it just blows my mind that people still do.
Vinyl Records. That was the next comment.
Oh, I was like,
Vinyl Records, they make me happy.
Are we gonna start?
Are we gonna talk about Vinyl Records?
I was like, are we gonna start like putting the shows out on vinyl?
I don't know a thing about Vinyl Records. I bought a couple for Christmas for people. Yeah, they're cool. They're great for DJing.
I would have liked to have, like, I was tempted to get, like, if Hastings would have had, a record player on sale for cheap, I was very tempted in getting it and actually starting to collect vinyl.
Yeah.
Real happy I didn't.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Given how expensive it is and now that between comic books and getting back into, like, Pokemon cards.
Also, people our age getting vinyl is just kind of douchey in a way.
I mean,
a little bit.
You can be
You can be douchey in anything.
It's any hobby.
Yeah.
There are some people, like Mandy. I would never say Mandy is douchey about her vinyls. She has them, she listens to them, she likes them. But she also doesn't, like, go out of her way to be like, oh, you're listening to Spotify?
Yeah.
Cause, you know, real.
Real music.
Like, you
lovers.
You don't actually get to hear everything.
Yeah. I mean, I hear it.
Like, people are snobs for any.
What are you a snob about? Real
what
quick.
Am I a snob about?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm a snob about politics.
So many things.
Yeah.
But I can't, like, name a single one.
Good point. All right.
Like, I just, there's so many things that'll be like, oh, really? Okay, Pokemon. Dalton. Talking about how he's already, like,
oh, Pikachu?
On the fourth, well, that, but, like, he's on the fourth, like, the fourth island or whatever, and he's got, like, three Pokemon on his team. Or, like, he's only really, like, training three. I'm like, no, that's not how you're doing that wrong.
Yeah.
Like, your Pokedex is, like, 15. Like, no, you don't. That's not how you do that.
Dalton, to be fair, that's how I play Pokemon, too. I pick and choose. I'm a snob. I pick and choose, like, oh, what's that? Is it another, what were the dumb, Bidoof, another Bidoof in the old games? Nah, I'm good.
See, and this is why I'm the absolute worst, because then I look at people who, like, data mine and, like, go through all of, they have to get the perfect IVs, they have to get the perfect EVs.
Guy came in talking about IVs the other day, I had no idea what the hell he was talking about.
And, like, I have to get the perfect nature, I need it to be shiny with the perfect nature. I'm like, what do you do with your life that you can do all
of
this?
How do you have this much free time?
So it's like, I am like, I'm a snob about being the most casual Pokemon player ever. And again, I recognize it. I'm not a good person.
No.
But
well,
how?
None of us are.
How?
MC, I said his name, wanted to know favorite Disney movie. Lindsay got upset of that. She's like, no, I have to be present for any Disney themed days, which I thought, well, that's spoiled, but enough people like that comment that I guess she's right. Cause if enough people say it, then it's true. Mm. Breitbart News.
I mean, Lion King.
But I'm gonna answer it anyway. You beat me to it.
Ha.
Star Wars. Suck it.
Technically, Thor is a Disney princess.
Allie, what's your favorite Disney movie named
Disney?
Star Wars, The Force Awakens?
Oh. Honey, no.
Oh, goodness.
So is that what we're going to do tonight? We're going to fight?
Some more.
There's just so many.
Pick one. Big Hero 6.
If you say
Big
Aladdin.
Big Hero 6? Or is
that
DreamWorks?
That might be Pixar.
I thought it was.
I don't know.
I don't know
either. No, it's a Marvel property. Yeah.
Is it still?
Mm-hmm. So I think that's a Disney.
Then Big Hero 6.
The follow-up question was favorite DreamWorks movie. I don't know. I don't even know what the difference is.
See, Toy Story.
I don't.
Up.
Because then they started as Pixar DreamWorks. Wasn't that the same?
No, Pixar has always been Disney, I thought.
Then I don't know.
I thought.
Hell is DreamWorks?
DreamWorks did the Croods.
Shrek?
That's all I know.
Were they Shrek?
I'm going to
pick Shrek. Maybe.
Shrek.
Yeah, then I pick Shrek.
I picked nothing because I don't like Shrek.
Did they do Ice Age? Because I liked Ice Age 2.
Moving on. Songs to put you in a good mood. We already answered that.
No, what was yours?
Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. But what's
Force
your real
Awakens.
Answer? But what's your real answer?
My favorite Disney movie? It's probably Star Wars, just because, like, I don't like Disney, per se. All right, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
What's,
it's a joke.
What's
it's a joke.
The answer that's not going to make me twitchy?
Favorite Disney movie?
Zootopia.
No.
You liked that movie.
I like a lot of things. It doesn't make it my favorite. Aladdin.
Okay.
That
I like makes
Aladdin.
Me feel better about not saying Aladdin.
No, Lion King.
Dang it. Okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah. Those are probably my favorites.
Princess and the Frog. You like that movie?
Again, I like a lot of things. It doesn't make it my favorite. Funniest Christmas gift. I can't answer this personally, but I can't answer this for Bob. Bob, for Christmas a couple years ago, got a thong where the penis goes. It was like a rattlesnake. And when he shakes his penis, it makes the rattle.
What?
Not making this up.
What?
This show's canceled.
No.
Give up.
And I know this because one day he was. I just heard it jingling.
I just love that. And I know this because, like, no, don't finish that sentence.
Now top that, gentlemen.
No.
Allie, funniest gift.
The only thing I can think of is my mom one Christmas made like a joke gift with a bunch of different candies, and because this kid that I live near and he has autism, and so I was in a circle of friends, and his mom used to take me home from school, and one day I got in the car and he told me that I looked hot, so my mom got me some hot tamales.
How old were you?
I was in junior high.
Ooh. Fireworks. Asa?
The gift itself wasn't funny, but I was a notorious snooper when it came to Christmas and my birthday and, like, just presents in general. And my mom knew. So she would disguise my presents sometimes. So, like, if I was getting a video game, I could always, like, if I had asked for a video game and I saw something video game shaped under the tree, then I would know what that was. So she would disguise presents. And I don't just mean like putting them in a different style box, which she did. Like, she'd put a game and a CD in a shoebox.
Right.
But, like, there was one year I distinctly remember she took two paper towel rolls and cut into the sides and wrapped it around so it looked like kind of like a TIE bomber from Star Wars.
Yeah.
So it had like the curves on the ends and then flat in the middle.
Yeah.
And I had no, it was driving me nuts because that was the first one she put under the tree and I couldn't figure out what it was. And it was just driving for like 13-year-old me. Like I wasn't even like a child anymore. I should have known better. I was like, what is this thing?
What was it?
It was a game.
Oh.
It was one of the games that I'd asked for, but she
was got you.
Sneaky. Yeah. She got
me. Question. This is from Mike Brandon. I have to mention it. If you could play Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis with me, would you? Note, it is a single player game, but remember, it's about the journey, not the destination. I would, because it's like we're both playing it.
I'll say no, because you would say you're going to bring it and then you don't. I'm still bitter over TurtleCon.
TurtleCon, yeah.
Yeah.
Never forget.
Yeah. I got an updated message from Haley Tucker, who posted on the show and said Spyro was $4.99 on the PlayStation Network. Not sure what the point of that is. That is in no way related to what I asked, but thank you, Haley.
We talked about it on Nerd Up, but the Crash Insane trilogy.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
That's good. That's good stuff right there. You need to get the Crash Skylander too, because it looks pretty good.
I don't.
Never mind. Ben Stallins, old friend of me and Jesse's, mostly Jesse's, Jedi Mind Tricks. He doesn't say anything about it, so I'm assuming he wants to know what my thoughts are on Jedi Mind Tricks. I find it okay, because if I were a Jedi, I would do them. I would make people do what I want. I would make them believe what I want. I would lift people up and throw them. Is that a mind trick? Nah, that's just a Jedi power. Yeah, they're fine. What about you?
I mean, I would do it all day, every day.
Yeah. Allie?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all terrible Jedi. Sith is what we are, really. Guilty pleasure bands and songs. I have a lot of guilty pleasure.
I was
going
to say,
singers.
Like, everything I listen to.
Yeah.
Billy can attest, because I had my playlist going tonight.
Like, the one that's most embarrassing when people hear me play is probably Hillary Duff. Hillary Duff or Kesha. And everybody just kind of looks at me and goes, you listen to that? Or the Birdemic song. Allie?
I don't know. Just because I'm not, if someone has an issue with what I'm listening to, I'm like, okay, I like it.
Drake, do you listen to Drake?
I do not listen to Drake.
Sure you don't.
Don't.
Hotline Miami, Hot Bling Miami, I don't know what it was called.
Oh, Hotline Miami was so fun. Infuriating.
The game. Yeah. Asa, what's yours?
I like everything. Just, there's so many stuff that I listen to and people are just like, really? Like, apparently Yellow Card is a guilty pleasure, even though that's legitimately, like, one
How?
Of my favorite bands.
Well, apparently How? Nickelback is, too. Like, people, oh, you listen to Nickelback? Yeah! They're one of the most popular recording artists.
I kinda get that.
Why?
Because it's just...
There's nothing wrong with Nickelback.
I think it's just because of it's just formulaic, and it's very, like...
By the books?
Paint by the numbers.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with fluff.
Yeah.
Fluff is good. Like Will Arnett said in the Ninja Turtles movie, you know, fluff. Shelby Comer did say my wiener. I don't know if that's a throwback to your old saying. You remember that?
My wiener. I gotcha.
Or if he just wanted us to discuss it, I don't know. Oh, I was going to say something really mean. If you want to know what Shannon was going to say, because he's not going to say it, email me at Shannon, what were you going to say about that blonde skank now at hotmail.com. And then a last one. No, it's not. A couple new movie trailers dropped. Mummy and Transformers. Don't know if they're on the agenda or more of a nerd up topic. Oh, and of course, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. That new trailer is pure happiness. Just see Drax. I did watch the Transformers trailer today. Have you seen it?
No.
It is, you want to talk about by the numbers, by the paint numbers. It's a Michael Bay film.
I did see somebody on Reddit post pointed out that they did like 8 different, where the screen size changes like 8 times and 8 different sizes, like aspect ratios. And
yeah.
I'm not smart enough to understand what any of that means.
Lots of slow-mo too. But you know who's in this one? Anthony Hopkins.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. He did Westworld. I thought he was okay.
He was in, I was going to say like, oh, is he just mad that he missed out on it, like any of the Marvel movies? But he's Odin. He's Odin.
Well, now he's the bad guy in Transformers. You know who the other bad guy is according to the trailer? Optimus Prime. Because Optimus Prime, and maybe they cut away, but he's dead, he comes back, and in one part, it looks like he kills Bumblebee. I don't know, man.
Well, to be fair, it's a Transformers movie that Michael Bay did, so you don't know which robot is which.
It looks epic.
It's probably not Bumblebee, it's just a yellow Decepticon.
Mark Wahlberg's back.
That's probably racist.
Of course. He's got long hair now. I didn't watch Age of Extinction, so I don't know.
I saw the second one, and that was the last one that I saw.
I really liked the first one. I really liked the third one. I hated the second one, and I haven't seen the fourth one. That's my ruling. I did not see the Mummy trailer. Bob did. He asked me last night when I got home, he said, "So who is the Mummy? Is it Tom Cruise?" And I said, "I don't know, buddy.
It's Brandon Fraser."
But they are
That's
starting.
That's my Mummy.
They're apparently starting a new series, mm-hmm. like the Universal Monsters.
Yeah.
This is a part of the reboot.
Yeah.
Is this Mummy movie?
Because they're trying to do like the Avengers thing where eventually they're going to.
They're all
put
together.
Them all in a movie.
Yeah.
Because didn't they just do a. Like Dracula Untold.
Dracula Untold, which actually was a half decent movie.
Really?
I did. I didn't see it.
I
watched it nervously and with hesitation, and I actually liked it. So,
now, is that going to be like part of that?
Every time I see an article saying what you're saying, mm-hmm. they always show the picture of Dracula Untold.
Okay.
So I don't know.
So that might have been like the
I don't
first
know.
One.
Let's talk about Guardians of the Galaxy for a second. Allie, tell me about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, while it is pure happiness, you cannot leave out Baby Groot.
It's toddler
Baby
Groot now.
They call him Baby Groot.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I thought he was Baby Groot when he was still just the stem.
I mean, that would make sense, but they've been calling him Baby Groot in the thing. And just how he's adorable, and I love Groot. And
he wants to push that button.
Groot.
No, not that one.
And I always think of Rush Hour 2, or to the first Rush Hour, where the little Chinese girl is like, push the goddamn button! So yeah, Drax looks awesome in that movie too.
Yeah.
That trailer was really good. Again, it's something that I mentioned on Nerd Up. I don't like that they're calling that a teaser trailer. That's a trailer.
Yeah, that is a...
Like, how much more are you going to give away in the actual theatrical trailer?
Well, I mean, if it's anything like when I went back and listened to the show we did, the Pro Wrestling Scripted.
I saw you posted that.
Because I thought, oh, okay, we were talking about the Batman v Superman, and we were kind of upbeat about it, but then you started talking, and you weren't upbeat
no,
at all.
No, because I knew.
And they gave away the whole movie in the trailer, pretty much.
And they did. And I was mad about it. And then I saw the movie, and I got even madder.
And Ghostbusters. Like, I really liked Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
they
put
out 20 trailers
for
it.
Far too many.
It showed most of the movie.
One of them was good.
Two or three were good.
The European one was good.
It was really good. So that's a terrible thing that trailers do nowadays. And favorite game show. This is all random today. My favorite game show will always be Jeopardy, because I'm really good at it. Nobody likes to play me.
I would always play, like, that was one of the show, because, like, whenever...
Or Wheel of Fortune.
When my great-grandma was watching me, like, especially, like, summertime when I wasn't at school, she pretty much just let me have the TV for the day, with the exception of she got to watch the news at noon and at 5, and she wanted to watch Jeopardy.
Yes.
But everything else, like, I had full reign of the TV, so we ended up, like, I would actually, like, play Jeopardy with her.
Alex Trebek
so
is a
that
national
would,
treasure.
That would probably be my...
I think he's Canadian, though.
Allie? If I remove the sentimental element, they'll wipe out. Because I like watching dumb people get hurt.
Or Ninja Warrior. I would classify that as a game show.
I would too, but I like Wipeout more because like that's more of a competition like people can train for and it's like athletically like, yeah, no, that's insane. Whereas Wipeout is just like suburban moms and dads just getting punched with oversized boxing gloves. And
there was a crazy show that used to be on. It was a Japanese show that they...
MXC?
Was that it?
Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
Is that it? Is that what you're talking
and
about?
And it was, they were dubbed over.
Yeah.
And they would always do like toy makers versus prison guards
or
something like that.
Yeah. Real stupid thing.
Yeah.
There was also, all right, this is off topic. If anybody remembers this, please just shoot me a message if you remember this so I know I'm not crazy. But there was some show, it had a Japanese woman as an interviewer, that she would ask a question to a celebrity and then sit there uncomfortably silent for a long period
after
of time.
After they answered the question.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you remember that?
Yes,
I do. And she would just sit there and stare at him, and eventually they'd walk away.
Because it was on the red carpet. She was like, oh, what was your experience with this movie? Oh, yeah, it was great. I loved working with Tom Hanks. The director's brilliant, but it's a lot of fun. I really hope people go see it. And then her.
And she's
just holding the microphone.
There, staring at them with the mic
just
in their face.
Not, like, eye contact. And then, is that it? Dude. I mean, you know, yeah, I really think it's going to revitalize the genre. Like, cause sometimes they would try to just like fill it in, like, oh, I
hoping
didn't get
she'll come
answer.
In some time.
Yeah.
And she never does, so then they just walk
and
away.
Eventually, yeah, it always ends with them just walking away.
I really like that. Allie, what's your favorite game show?
Well, I never really watched many game shows, but I'm pretty sure I've seen more Wheel of Fortune than anything else, so I'll go with that.
That's a classic.
I like Wheel of Fortune.
That's a classic right there. Favorite Troy McClure?
I'm just the South Park episode where Randy goes on Wheel of Fortune.
No, we're not gonna do the bit. Favorite Troy McClure movie?
Favorite Troy McClure movie?
Mine would definitely be Dial M for Murderousness.
All of them.
Or Give My Remains to Carnegie Hall. No, Give My Remains to Broadway. Shit.
Good job, Shannon.
Now I've gotten confused. I like Dial M for Murderousness. Allie, what's your favorite Troy McClure movie?
I have no idea.
Do you know Troy McClure is?
No.
From such movies as Dial M for Murderously.
Murderousness.
Murderousness, damn it.
Yeah. We'll talk after the show. We need to have a talk.
Mm-hmm. That Simpsons marathon restarted apparently. So
yeah,
you can get on. So maybe you should watch
Simpsons. On the ground floor.
Troy McClure. He was voiced by Phil Hartman. He was.
Speaking of things that'll make you sad.
He was the actor who did all the infomercials and stuff on the show. Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such films as Dial M for Murderousness, and They Came to Burgle Something.
Yeah,
I don't remember. No,
I'm sorry.
Oh God,
I'm sorry.
All right, well, that's the show, and I just want to say thank you and goodbye to Allie. This was her last performance tonight with us. She's leaving the show, and we'll all miss you because it was fun. So we want to thank you for being here and for contributing.
Oh, the death glare.
Oh, my God, that was the worst death glare I've ever had. Allie's not leaving the show, guys. She's not leaving the fan favorite Allie Hebert is not leaving the show. In fact, she's getting a promotion. She's getting her own shows on Friday called What the Hell Are These References? Where you can send references to her that she won't get.
I'll get some of them. I'm bound to get some of them.
That's all the time we have tonight. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. And we might have Brandon Barbwire on the show. We might not, because we forgot to mention it to him. Plus, I hear he's having car trouble. Anyway. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great night.